This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. Here's a number that caught our attention. The average manufacturing worker in the U.S. makes around $35 an hour. That's according to a report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics today. But some of the best paid manufacturing workers are about to retire. And a lot of those, mostly union jobs, will disappear.
The American dream.
Millionaires, billionaires.
Class warfare.
Paycheck to paycheck.
We pay our fair share.
From our Wealth and Poverty desk, Marketplace's Chrissy Clark traveled to Flint, Michigan, the cradle and perhaps the grave of Michigan's labor movement, to see what's happened as those union jobs have gone away.
Here's something that used to be true if you grew up in Flint, Michigan. Unionized factories, or shops, as you'd call them, because you're a local, were everywhere. Buick City, Chevy in the Hole, Fisher Body. And so you'd use these shops as landmarks to navigate your way around town.
Take a left at the shop, and it's a drugstore right there on the right and stuff like that.
That's Sierra Chase. Growing up in Flint, everyone she knew worked at a union shop. It was the path. High school straight into the factory where you could make a decent living to raise a family. Meaning union shops didn't just help you find your way around town, they helped you find a way into the middle class. Of course, now all those landmarks are gone.
They're tore down. That's how gone they are. Where Jittermold used to be, it's as flat as this table. So you can't use that as a landmark to find, you know, what you want.
So how do you find what you want these days in Flint? Chase is hoping the answer is here at Mott Community College, where she is now studying in a student lounge. Chase is 45. Around the time she was finishing high school in the 1990s, most of the auto factories were shutting down. She found a job as a home health aide, but the money's pretty bad, which is why she's back in school now for a nursing degree.
Hopefully in the next 3 years. That's a big hope.
There hasn't been a lot of hope in Flint lately. It kind of left town with the factories. The landmarks now are boarded up buildings and police tape. Flint has one of the highest murder rates in the country.
Flint is so depressing to me now, because every time you turn around, it's somebody you know who died, and it's not even a shock no more.
Another Mott College student, Keosha Betts, age 20, is cramming for finals in the student lounge. Her plan is to get out of Flint, where, like the rest of the country, the fastest growing parts of the economy are low-wage service jobs. That fact is painfully obvious to Betts' friend, Crystal Rawls.
I was just going through like the little job search engine. It has like local jobs in Flint.
They run down the list.
Fast food.
Retail.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? There's a lot of people getting jobs in group homes around here too, though.
Group homes is more popular, but...
But the problem with all these listings, they say...
It's a minimum wage, it's an hourly job. You can't expect like... all kind of benefits and everything like that. It's not a career, it's a job.
Which is exactly why Rawls and Betts are in college here. And that's a really good idea, says Charles Ballard, an economist at Michigan State University.
The real secret to prosperity for the future is having a more highly educated workforce.
There's just one problem. Even though colleges like Mott are filled with people trying to get highly educated, the reality is, for a bunch of different reasons, most people are not. 70% of Americans don't have college degrees. Ballard points out, just in his state alone,
we have several hundred thousand high school dropouts, and we have millions who have a high school diploma, but who nevertheless don't have the skills that are really necessary to fit into the modern economy.
Ballard says a generation or two ago, we could provide middle-class wages and benefits for people who didn't have college degrees, in big part thanks to those unionized factory jobs. But the economy has changed since then.
That is really the great challenge that the entire country, and not just Michigan, faces.
Which brings us to another landmark that's still standing around here, a bar called BJ's. No one in Flint calls it that, though.
It's not BJ's, it's Dancing Sandwiches.
Dancing Sandwiches. A bartender here, Valerie James, explains that they have dancing and they serve sandwiches. So that's what the sign says.
We get new people coming in, they'll go, where are the Dancing Sandwiches? Aw, man, you just missed them. They just clocked out.
But James says the humans she knows doing actual clocking out these days, they can barely make a living.
This is like a ghost town around here anymore. Hard to find good paying jobs. Right now, I think everybody's just grabbing what they can get to make ends meet. You got a family, you need to do whatever, you know, you can to support them.
And for those who don't have a college degree and don't plan on getting one, that means the brightest spots on the landscape are mostly low-wage jobs, like bartending. In Flint, Michigan, I'm Chrissy Clark from Marketplace.